Hope Network Foundation doing great things in our community. The executive director in the house, Meg Durr, to talk about a very important event to not only raise funds, but awareness and, well, get a little fitness in as well. It's the third annual 1 in 5 marathon relay. Meg, what a fun twist this year has.
We are so excited for this year. As you mentioned, it's our third year. We've made a few changes. So we moved it off Memorial Day weekend, which has resulted in lots more people running. We're over double the number of teams this year that we had last year. But we're also moved the time of the event, and it's going to be a twilight run.
Great. So let's get specifics out of the way. It is the 8th of June.
June the 8th in the evening. We have a couple of ways to participate. We've got the run, of course, and I'll talk a little bit more specifically about that, but we also have a walk. So we realize not everybody is a runner, but people do want to participate with this event, raising money and awareness for mental health treatment. And so if you want to walk, the walk is at 5:30 p.m. out at Millennium Park. And then all the run festivities begin at 7:45 and continue on through the night.
Nice. There's also a virtual 5K.
There is a virtual 5K. So we started that when we had the event on Memorial Day weekend because we had so many friends who wanted to participate but weren't in Grand Rapids for the holiday. But you can run or walk anytime, anywhere on June the 8th. A 5K, 3.1 miles, and we'll have global participation in that event. We have people from all over the world signed up for the virtual 5K.
Awesome. So the big picture, it is the distance is a full marathon, but you're splitting it up with five runners.
So this event was created to reflect the statistic that 1 in 5 adults will face a mental health crisis on an annual basis. And we wanted an event that brought awareness to this statistic and also physically was a reflection of that. And so it is a full marathon, but it's run in a team of 5 people. 4 people run 5 miles. And then the 5th person representing the 1 in 5 who will face a mental health crisis this year runs a harder 6.2 miles. And so there's a lot of symbolism around that. There's also symbolism around doing this as a team. We really believe that when you face a mental health crisis, you need your friends and family. And so talking about it is very, very important. And so we wanted to create a safe space for people to be able to talk about their own experience or family members' experience with mental illness. And then the reflection of running in a team and completing this as a team was very important to us.
You mentioned this at the beginning. One still can register a team.
Absolutely, yes. We are taking registrations in through next week. You can register for a team. You can register for the walk, which is free, by the way.
Oh, yes.
You can register for the virtual. We also, if you want to just run the 6.2 portion of the mile, you can sign up as an individual runner. And we also have an accessibility division, which goes at 7:45 p.m. And so we'd love to have some more wheelchair and hand cyclers that would participate in the accessibility race.
Nice. So as a runner that's listening, yes, the relay is the big deal, the 1 in 5 relay, but if I just wanted to, if I'm looking for a 10K to run the evening of June 8th, this is your run.
Absolutely, yep.
Thank you for that. Presenting sponsors, MVP Sports. This will be a fun kind of a atmosphere that'll go till like 10:30, 11 o'clock
at
night.
I think we'll be there till midnight or beyond. So the last leg, it's a staggered start. So the first runners on the team start at 8 o'clock and every leg goes 15 minutes after that. And so the last leg, the 6.2 portion of the relay, as well as all the individual 6.2 runners will run at 9 o'clock. So we're assuming that hopefully everybody's through by 10:30, and we'll be in the pavilion at Millennium Park celebrating and having a party until people want to leave.
Nice. And thank you. You and I will be sharing microphone efforts to keep the spirits up and keep the attention as well. So cool that that's involved. There's music on site, and there are some of your staff on site.
Yeah, so Hope Network will begin offering outpatient therapy and counseling. And so we'll have a booth there to introduce that. And people will be able to not be diagnosed, but talk to some of our practitioners. And we'll be excited to begin talking about that. That will be new for us. And so that will be very exciting as well.
It's called the 1 in 5 Marathon Relay on behalf of Hope Network. Hope Network Foundation, very strong. You're what, the fundraising arm of Hope Network?
Yes, we are. We are pleased to be able to support all the programs, the statewide programs at Hope, and it's our joy to do that, looking for community partners to help with the good work that Hope Network's doing.
Yes. What else would you like to share, Magdur?
Well, I just encourage everybody to come out. I mean, it's an opportunity to run for your own mental health or someone's mental health that you know. We have lots and lots of people who are running for someone that they love, someone that they've lost through suicide. And so, you know, the issue is really a global issue. Of the 1 in 5 adults facing a mental health crisis this year, only 41% of them will be receiving treatment, which is a staggering statistic. So we really believe that prevention is the most important thing, and that's what we're going for. We want to raise money for mental health initiatives at Hope, and so this is a good way to participate in that work.
Awesome. Friday after next, an evening run. Exciting. And obviously a run and gathering for a good cause, for raising funds and awareness. Details one more time, Meg?
Yep. So Friday, June the 8th, 5:30 is the walk. All the running and wheeling festivities begin at 7:45 out at Millennium Park.
Right. How does one find out more information or register at this late point? We still can?
Yes, absolutely. You would register at relay.com.
It's going to be great. Thanks to you on behalf of Hope Network Foundation, Meg Durr. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.